You mean like sort of on the...
I guess I love you.
Tragedy struck.
I see you haven't lost your touch.
Hey, it's Bob, coming from Omaha Comic Con, actually in Council Bluffs, Iowa. And I am with Joshua Howell, and he is the writer of a trilogy of books that started off with The Fierce Are Fading. Then The Fierce Will Fall, and he is coming out here pretty soon with its concluding chapter of in the trilogy, The Fury of the Fierce. How you doing, Josh?
I'm doing well. Thanks for that fantastic intro.
How's your weekend here so far? Everything going well?
Yeah, it's been good. You know, I grew up here in Council Bluffs and then in Omaha, and so I love supporting the local cons as much as I can. So, yeah, I'm happy to be here.
Very good. So tell me a little bit about your books. I mean, you also have, you, besides you have the novel, you also have graphic novels for both titles, it
looks
like.
That's correct. I'm a writer at heart. I can't draw to save my life. And I was having problems finishing the first book, The Fierce Are Fading. And someone challenged me to change up the format. I love comics. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, they were like, well, maybe turn it into a graphic novel, get the engines running in a different direction. And so I did that. I found our illustrator, Ilaria Apostoli. She's out of Italy.
Oh, wow.
She was 17 at the time and contracted her. We raised money on Kickstarter, and it's her first comic, and I think she blew it out of the park. I thought she was great, and that got the creative juices back and running and went back and finished the first novel, and the sequel just came out last October, so yeah.
Excellent. So how long have you been working on this, or been thinking about this?
Well, I mean, the story's been in my head for a while. I've been a writer since I was a kid. Mm-hmm. My first book was Guarding Heaven's Gates. That was in high school. I'm rewriting it because it originally had my old high school fling as the main character, and I despise it so much, so I'm rewriting that. But I had this story in my head for a good 10 years, and I couldn't decide which main character should be the focus and how exactly to start it. But once we got the first book done, then it just kind of took off. So,
okay.
Yeah.
So tell me a little bit about the story.
So it follows Riley Harper. She's an FBI agent. Kind of starts off with her being a floater agent out in Seattle. They're hunting down a serial killer. And the cop that she's partnered up with goes missing. And everybody thinks he's dead. She thinks that he might be alive somewhere. He actually gets teleported to Nebraska, of all places. And
oh,
the more she
God.
Looks for him, the more she uncovers a secret society that's doing a lot of genetic testing and some other sci-fi stuff. And there's assassins and monsters and all kinds of crazy awesomeness that she comes across as she tries to locate him and rescue him.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
And so that kind of basically starts the story off, and then you move into The Fierce Will Fall. Is it just a continuing story of her search for her partner all
yeah.
the way through the third chapter?
It's a three book story. You know, the first book is really just opening her eyes to this secret organization. You know, the more it's a mystery, it's a thriller of her kind of following the breadcrumbs, and the realization that she finds at the end propels her into the second book, which is more of, now we know that this organization exists, yes. How do we combat it, and also how do we stop them from their goal, which is to make a drastic change in our world. My main poster over here says, yes, we are here to destroy the human race.
Uh-oh.
And one of the motivators is for the villains is that, you know, the human race has become obsessed with the next model of cell phone instead of mm-hmm. how to better each other. And so at least that villain in particular is trying to force the human race into the next stage of evolution and thus the genetic testing.
Oh, wow. Now, I've always wondered this about writers, you know, with science fiction, with different technologies. Do you have any education in those fields? Or is
no.
it just come up? That's just come out of my head there.
No. You know, I've always been more of an English person. I never really did well in math or sciences. But, you know, I try to educate myself on whatever I'm writing. You know, I read papers, I read studies, I read books. If it's an equipment they're using, or if it's a gadget or whatever, I try to read other people's works and other people's sciences to try to make it make as much sense as possible. So,
okay.
Yeah, you know, it's not a textbook. It's not, you know, something you'll, you know, you can write a paper on, but yeah. I try to give it a little background, you know.
You use that little bit of background to just support
right.
the theories that you are
right.
writing.
Mm-hmm.
What other books have you written?
Like I said, Guarding Heaven's Gates is the first book that I'm revising right now. That's a fantasy novel.
Mm-hmm.
It's all about a guy that finds a secret valley full of mystical creatures that's kind of reigned over by an angel princess, and the things from his past, and an evil king is tracking him down and finds the valley, and it breaks out into a war to protect it.
Oh,
so.
Gee.
And then I have some other stories in the works, another kind of fantasy sci-fi adventure, and a superhero book that I'm working on, so... Lots of stuff.
So you got a lot of stuff in the pot right now.
Yep.
Who are some of your influences as you grew up? What were some of the people that drove you to doing what you do today?
I was always a big book kid, big comic book kid, big TV and movies. I tried to engross my life with as much media as I could. So... reading stuff like Ender's Game as a kid was a big book for me. Watching stuff like X-Files and Buffy growing up. In fact, one of my recent readers told me my book was X-Files without the aliens. And while I try to pay homage to some of my influences, I try not to, you know, downright copy-paste, you know.
So overtly.
So I took that as a big compliment. But yeah, I names aren't coming to my head right now, but I love current authors like John Mayberry.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that dude is a workhorse. He comes out with so much content
a
year.
It's amazing.
And it's nice that he can do it on a full time. I do this on the side, but he's an inspiration to me. And anytime I'm thinking on slacking, I'm just like, that dude is putting out 17 books a year plus, you know, so I got to get on it.
You know, I was just in a panel, and we were talking about, you know, a lot of people here, they do this on the side.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we have our own careers and stuff like that. So what type of work do you do normally?
I currently work for a nonprofit called U-Turn.
Mm-hmm.
We are a violence intervention and prevention program. We have a target area in North Omaha that we have outreach workers who are in the streets, in the schools, in the trauma centers.
Mm-hmm.
They're trying to hone in on any violent incidences. They're trying to mediate backlash from those. So anytime you hear about a shooting or a stabbing or whatever, they are there in the trauma centers talking with the family, talking with the victims, and then they're out on the streets trying to mediate further incidences from coming out from that. So,
oh wow!
Yeah, it's busy work, but it keeps me engaged.
Definitely. That's pretty amazing. So, yeah. Your third book coming out, the Fury of the Fierce.
That's correct.
Is that now you have a graphic novel with each of the previous books? Is there going to be a graphic novel with the third?
Actually, the graphic novel is only for the first book. Like I said, I found Alaria, and she had never done a comic book before. She knocked this one out of the park, and now she's booked for like the next 3 years.
Oh, so you won't get her.
Right. Well, I mean, she always said she could come back, but, you know, I didn't know if I could afford her initially, so we had the one book done. We changed up the ending a little bit. And so it could be more of a final product. Hey there. And we got a different ending on the novel, so it opened that up for a sequel. And I'm really happy with the graphic novel. I'd love to do another book, but I'm always, you know, interviewing other artists. And whether or not we continue with the graphic novel series or we do a graphic novel for another story, I don't know. But... we'll see what happens.
And
I'd love to be a part of another graphic novel.
I'm looking at the graphic novel right now, and the artwork is fantastic.
Yeah, she was great. She can do your basic standard clean stuff, but if you can see here some of the sketch lines and the rough cuts of this, she kept
but
in.
I like that.
And I thought it really added to the tone of the book. And she was a workhorse. Once we raised the money on Kickstarter, she got 200 pages done in 6 months, and it was a blast working with her. So she knew exactly what I wanted. Really vibed on everything. So yeah,
that is. I mean it, and I love the cover. I just love that silhouette right there. I think that is such a striking cover.
Well, thanks. That's there. The extent of what I can do. I can design. I can Photoshop all day, but if you ask me to actually put pencil to paper and draw something, I can't do it.
All I can do is Stickman. Yeah. That's all I can do.
Yeah.
So, what are your future plans? Any other cons coming up that you're going to be attending?
Yeah. Well, there's always a couple smaller cons in Des Moines that I'm looking forward to this fall. My big one is New York Comic Con.
Oh,
I go
wow.
to every year. That's in early October. It's actually the same week as the 5-year anniversary with my wife, so we'll be celebrating that as well. So I'm preparing for that. And I don't know if you noticed, but we started making these little felt monsters.
I saw those over there.
My books aren't really kid-friendly, you know, so I was trying to do something else at the booth that I can hit that demographic with. And I recently bought a sewing machine and raided my grandma's button collection for the eyes, and so that's what I've been doing with those.
Now, do you have kids?
I don't, no.
Ah.
So that's my Saturday morning hobby. But it's also been distracting me from writing. So I made a bunch of those for New York.
Uh-huh.
And then we have Grand Comic-Con coming up in the spring next year.
Okay.
But I'm currently the third book, The Fury of the Fierce, will come out in time for October, the New York Comic-Con. And then I have another book that I'm immediately starting to work on called I Bite, which is the letters are short for I Believe in the Enemy.
Mm-hmm.
And that'll be a sci-fi fantasy adventure that I'm really excited about.
Oh,
so,
wow. Yeah. Great. So where can our listeners pick up your books?
Well, you can go to my website, which is Joshua D. Howell, D as in Daniel.com. There's links on there that'll connect you to Amazon. I'm working to update the website so you can just buy it directly from there. But otherwise, if you're local here in Omaha, you can go to stores like Krypton Comics or preferably Legend Comics and Coffee.
Yeah.
They have my books there. I'm a big fan of that joint. Or you can just look me up on Facebook. Just type in The Fierce or Fading and reach out, and I'll personally send you a signed copy, no problem.
Excellent. Excellent. Well, I do appreciate your time. Enjoy the rest of the weekend here at the Omaha Comic Con in Council Bluffs.
Yeah.
That's always strange to have to say that, but
I know,
oh well.
I know. That's how it is.
All right. Joshua Howell, thank you so much for your time.
Yeah, thank you so much.
All right.
That's right, I said feel the groove, then make your move.